الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام ولا من لا نبي بعده. وقال تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: علمني ربي فأحسن تعليمي. وقال أيضا: أدمني ربي فأحسن تأديبي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders, insan, human beings, have been created with an instinctive nature of advancement in beauty. This cannot be taken from every human, cannot be taken out from any human being. From the beginning till the end, this will last. When I say instinctive nature, means this here, that yesterday's car is old, the new one is in a market, the new one is attractive to him. Yesterday's phone is old and the new one is attractive. Similarly, everything of life you'll find that insan very quickly, that his mind is on the next stage of advancement, progress, and better elegance, more beauty. And if this was not so, then the whole entire marketplace, besides your zaruriyat, your necessity of life, will not run. If this button was not in insan, that insan doesn't have the quest of beauty, then who's going to buy a new car? Who's going to change their phone? Who's going to renovate their house? Who's going to look for better and branded clothing? It's because this year has been created the button of the quest for beauty, for more elegance, advancement in this nature. Therefore, the entire market is running. The rest of the creation, Allah has fixed. Fixed in its habitat, its diet, and way of living. The crow and the bird, in building its nest, 1,000 years ago it was building the same nest, and it was pecking on the ground for its food. Another 1,000 years will come, it will build the same nest and peck on the ground for its food. The cow and its dung. 1,000 years ago, the cow sitting on the dung or relieving itself with the dung and moving itself in the grass. Another 1,000 years will pass, you'll never see a change. The snake and its coiling and moving to its hole. Brothers, from before and now and to after this time, to my grand-grandchildren, they will see the very same thing in the snake. No change. The rest of the creation has been fixed in their nature, that there is no attractiveness or there is no desire of improvement. Only insan has been created with the quest for beauty, advancement, more elegance, more better. Insan actually, it's his weakness is beauty. That he succumbs to beauty when there is another car pulls up, there's another phone in another man's house, he visited something else, someone else's house, and he's seen that as well. There's something attractive in the papers that he's reading or in the social media that he's passing, it now ticks his heart. He actually, you and I, brothers, it's a fact that we worship beauty. And this is alive from a very tender age. It's not that, you know what, when you become baligh, it will come there. It is not like that, you know what, when you get older, you reach 40, then this is there. No, from a very tender age. How? You see, the baby is sitting there, brothers. You show a smiling face, you click your fingers. The baby is giggling also. Why? It is attractive. It's looking nice. And then you put your eyes out and you show a very angry face, and then the baby also starts crying, because the baby is not attracted to that. The baby knows beauty as well. By Fir'aun, he took Musa alayhi salam because of the intercession of his wife. Qurratu ayni li walak. My eyes, your eyes, cool. Take this baby. Says, you know what? Inna uqatili. This one is going to kill me, man. After massacring so many babies, he let Musa come. So Musa was growing in his palace. And one day, Musa alayhi salam was sitting on the lap of Fir'aun. And while sitting there, he caught the beard of Fir'aun. And he's not letting go. So Musa is pointing, inna uqatili, inna uqatili. Hey, I told you this one is going to kill me. His wife asked, yes, listening. So I say, hey, baby man, what you getting? Babies do that. He says, no, I'm going to test him. So Musa alayhi salam, young Musa is placed here in front. One ruby, red, and one life amber, placed on the same table. Let's see what he does. I said that insan is attracted to beauty. So Musa alayhi salam's hand is going to the ruby, and Jibreel comes and pushes his hand to the amber, to the charcoal. Jibreel comes to do that. In fitrat, the ruby. Jibreel comes, pushes the hand, he takes the amber and puts it in his mouth. And from that day, it burnt him, he stutters. وَلَا يَنْتَرِكُ لِسَانِي فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَىٰ هَارُونَ. My tongue is not very smooth, or my tongue is not very fluent. Send with me Harun alayhi salam when we're going to meet Fir'aun. Or وَحْلُ الْعُقْدَةً بِاللِّسَانِي. Wallah, you open the knot of my tongue, because of that incident. So brothers, insan again, I'm saying that, you know what? He knows and he understands how to beautify the things related to life. That how to beautify the bedroom, the color mix, the kind of things that are hanging, the curtain to the bedspread. Insan understands the beautifying of a watch in his hand, a sunglasses, the branded clothing, the kind and the fashion that it must impress. Insan understands this to such an extent that a salad plate that you go after lunch and you see it in the table, there are people studying a PhD in how to beautify a salad plate as well. So Insan, all this year he understands that those things related to life. But brothers, you and I, we must concede that there is a big gap, that insan has not pursued or don't have knowledge how to beautify life. These are things. Car is related to life. Bedroom is related to life. House related to life. Clothing related to life. Jewelry on the neck of my wife related to life. Bangles on her hand related to life. Traveling overseas related to life. But life itself, insan, how to beautify that? The knowledge and the persuasion or the chase for it, insan forgot. Today, we have become poor in this. This body is a vehicle for carrying life. This body and its figure is carrying life. Brothers, when the bell rings in the last period in school, how a person jumps the child, we all know. Hey, right, holiday, weekend, especially the Friday bell. Holiday, all weekend. It's like a freedom. So brothers, when we please Allah, and the ruh is departing, or life is departing, then it's freedom, brothers. There's no better message in the ears than that of maut. Than that of maut. Why? We beautified life. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz was a great Khalifa, you say, if there was a fifth Khalifa, then it would have been Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. He was from the Banu Umayyah. For only 4.5 years he ruled. 38 years he was, 42.5 he passed away. He was poisoned. So when he fell sick, so they told him, you know what, we can give you treatment for this. He was poisoned. So he said, you're telling me for my treatment to lift my hands to my ears, I won't do that much. I am in need of meeting my Allah. I am in need of coming out of the cage of my body. And we're going for that freedom. So he calls Raja ibn Hewa. So he says to him, Raja was one of his ministers. He says to Raja, take a qasam and make dua. So Raja says, okay, I'll make the dua. He says, no, first take the qasam. Take the oath. So Raja says, but you know what? I can make the dua and then take the oath. He says, no, I want you to take the oath. He takes an oath. Then he says to him, then make dua, Allah lifts me up from this world. So Raja says that, you know what? This will be nuksan to the ummat. This will be a loss to the ummat. How can what? I make that dua. He says, you took a qasam. You got to make the dua. So he makes, he lifts his hands and he makes dua. One of his children, he had 12 children, was running in that time. He says, join this son of mine here in your dua. The next week, Friday he made the dua. The next week, Friday after Jummah Salah, both of them were lifted from this world into the freedom of what? They were in a cage. Into the freedom of the Akhirat. So again I'm saying, brothers, things related to life, beautifying it and accelerating its quality and elegance is separate from beautifying life. Life in a bedroom is separate. Life in a car is separate. Life in a watch is separate. Life and tourist destinations are separate. Switzerland is a country that is very affluent and very known for its what? Beautiful scenery. There's not one poor man. You can't find a beggar easily in Switzerland. People look very nice. People are affluent in wealth as well. And people have all the commodities. But it's the only country in the world that legalized suicide. Ask the Jamaat who went there. There's one street of shops that sells suicidal equipment. You legislate, or you say in law, they pass which way you must commit suicide. Those are things of beauty. Why these people are committing suicide? Because why? They cannot fill the gap of how to beautify life. Life is separate from the things that, you know, beautify the surrounding. Acha bhai, what's life then? Life is feeling and senses. How you know that? That is life? Because why? When you die, there is no feeling and senses. Then the cockroach can walk on you and you don't move. But in your worldly life, the snake is coming, you get up and move. There is a fright. So life is feeling and senses. Feeling and senses does not become dented and narrow when you drive an old model car. Feeling and senses does not become narrow when you live in a rented house. Feeling and senses does not become narrow and dented when you're holding an old watch. Feeling and senses, how it becomes dented and narrow with bad conduct. What? Bad discipline and bad conduct. So life is beautified how? On the opposite end, life's nourishment and manure and water that will nurture life is the akhlaq and the character that was taught to us by Janabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. I created the most beautiful way of life. Way in Muhammad bin Abdullah to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No mistakes. Even the smile was controlled. أَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى أَنْ جَاءَهُ الْأَعْمَى. You frowned, you pulled your face, because the blind man came. No, no, make your face straight. Don't do that. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. You don't want to mix up with poor people? No. I control that also. Allah is controlling. Why? Allah made this the mold. The mold has value. Ask the people who make rubber stamps. The mold costs more than the rubber stamp. Ask the people who make what? Patterns for dresses and clothing. The pattern costs more than the dress. So Allah created a mold for human beings. To beautify what? To beautify life. Life is not beautified with the things related to life. These are things related to life. Someone got it, someone don't have it. I ask you, man is sitting with his ex-wife and his wife is sitting here. The wife has a long tongue. Can the ride be good in that comfort of that, you know what, Tektronik? I ask you, the house is stretching from one street to the other. The children are taking drugs. The children don't know who's the mother and father. Can life be happy, blissful in that house? So beautifying life is what? It's pouring and giving the manure and the water of what? The conduct of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't make a mistake and he says, أَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْلِيمِ. Allah taught me, he beautified these teachings. أَدَّبَنِي رَبِّي فَأَحْسَنَ تَعْدِيبِي. Allah taught me and he beautified these teachings. Therefore, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, that one teaching of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he hears of a hadith that is narrated by Abdullah bin Unais. Abdullah bin Unais is staying in where? Sham. He buys a camel and he travels to Sham from Medina Munawwara and he listens to the hadith. أنا الملك الديان. That يحشر الناس يوم القيامة كفاتاً أراتاً غرلاً. The people will be resurrected on the day of judgment. They all will be bare feet and they all will be naked and they all will have the khatna joined to their body. This was the hadith. So he knocks the door of Abdullah bin Unais and he says, I came here for this one hadith. He narrates the hadith, he jumps on his camel and back to Medina for one teaching of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, he travels to Misr, to Egypt, from Medina Munawwara. And he goes there, and he meets Maslama ibn Makhlad, who is the governor. You see, when he came, Abu Ayyub Ansari hosted Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was not on his own account. This was where Allah said, Da'u fa'inna ma'murun, hey, leave my camel and leave my conveyance. It is commanded by Allah. So he went to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu. So he goes there, he says, Maslama asks him, what you came for? He says, no, I came for one hadith. Where does Sa'id ibn Amir lives? He says, no, he lives this side. Yeah, he says, he went, got the one hadith. Man satara Muslim, man satara Allah yawm al-qiyamah. The person who covers the fault of a Muslim, Allah will cover his fault on the day of judgment. He takes the one hadith back to Medina. You know, you and I, we go somewhere, let's do one south, let's see one round this way here, let's go see here. This was straight. I came for this, and this is important. So I took it back, because why? This disciplines my life. This nourishes, and this brings up my life. So brothers, we make many choices. For my business, I want the best accountant also, so you know what we can do. We can do well as well. When I'm taking something to sew also, my wife is taking to the best dressmaker. Like that, taking the car for repairs also, you take it to the agents, they're the best. Why? To direct your entire life, take the best also. And the best is what? The best is this man, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib bin Hashim bin Abdul Munaf bin Qusay bin Kilab bin Murra bin Kaab bin Lu'ay bin Khalib bin Fahar bin Malik bin Nadar bin Kinana bin Khuzaymah bin Mudrika bin Ilyas bin Mudar bin Nizar bin Ma'ad bin Adnan bin Awad bin Hamaysa bin Salaman bin Aus bin Bous bin Kinwal bin Ubay bin Awam bin Nashid bin Niza bin Baldas bin Yadlaf bin Tabik bin Jahim bin Tahish bin Maqi bin Abtay bin Abtar bin Ubayd bin Adwa bin Hamdan bin Sambar bin يسري بن يخزن بن يلحن بن إلواء بن أيفي بن زيشان بن أتناد بن إهام بن مقصر بن ناهز بن زاري بن شمي بن مزي بن عوس بن إيرام بن قيدار بن إسماعيل بن إبراهيم بن آزر بن ناحور بن ساروخ بن فاليخ بن عيبر بن الفخشاد بن سام بن نو بن نمك بن متوسلك بن أخنوك بن إدريس بن يريد بن أقنان بن شيس بن آدم عليهم الصلاة والسلام. The mold is stored. The mold has been reserved for mankind, you and I. Allah give me tawfiq. Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.